at St. Matthew's CME Church, the predominantly African-American congregation sang, prayed, and then paused to hear invited comments from Anita Johnson. Johnson's an organizer for Citizen Action of Wisconsin. She reminded the audience that just after the Civil War, Ezekiel Gillespie had to sue to get full voting rights for African-American men in the state.
This is 2012, and we are still fighting for our right to vote.
Johnson says the photo ID requirement is an attempt to suppress voter turnout in certain areas. But Johnson is urging people to comply with the law and get an appropriate ID. St. Matthew's pastor Richard Shaw called on his congregation to take their photo ID out of their wallet and hold up the ID. Most did so.
This is your ticket to voting. Many people died. Blood was shed for the right to vote, and you need to exercise that right to vote.
Shaw says people who can legally vote should not feel embarrassed if they don't have a photo ID, but he says they should get one to make a difference tomorrow and on subsequent election days.
When we don't take the necessary measures that are needed to vote in our elections, you voted for the individual who took office.
Information about getting a voter ID is on the website of the State Government Accountability Board. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.